In most religions, right, believe in God, really.
Right.
Is the omni, you know, omnipotent, omniscience, and the rest, you know.
Right, right.
And so she asked me. I say, I was born a Christian.
Right.
Papa was a Christian.
Right.
And a big guy in the church.
Right.
And Christianity. I don't have any problem with Christianity, but I believe in the media. The Bible too is a media. It's a book. So also Quran.
Right. All of that.
So also all of, you know, anything literature like.
Right.
And we have our own accounts of the universe.
Right, right. We filtrate everything. We have our opinion. That's what I'm trying to work on this year, like 2024. I don't want anyone to get me angry, upset. I don't want to argue with someone.
Mm.
I don't want those different things like what someone else believe. Okay, that's your belief. That's your opinion. Because
same thing about
we
yours now.
Brain, right. So I'm gonna leave you with this, and then honestly,
no, there you go,
together,
go.
No, I'm gonna go. I'm going right. home and right. until about 2:30. Then I gotta go to my supervisors. We give out food on Tuesdays. But I'll leave you with this. I belong to a racial justice group.
What did you call it?
Racial justice group.
Okay. And can you tell my audience what you guys, what your mission is,
yeah,
and all
that?
Yeah,
I told you I want to do it. You let me know when we're meeting all down here. I'm going to tell you with this, I never knew about racism. I never saw white people different, black people. Because when God made me, I tell everybody this, and people got mad when I said this, and I said I'm a melting pot. Because God used so many different backgrounds.
I can see so many colors on your face.
That's what everybody say. And to make me. So if I denounce one over the other, or you feel you better than the other, then guess what? I'm making you better than me. So again, I belong to this group, and I share with them just on Sunday. I didn't know about racism, and I share this all the time with them. I said, but when I joined this group, and someone came to me and said, we white people don't get it about this racism.
Good,
when
good.
Barack Obama came into mm-hmm. office and got me to be a part of that.
Mm-hmm.
I said, let me tell you guys something. Mm. You can think you're important. You can think mm-hmm. whatever, white privilege, all those different things. But see, I stand before you. I have God's privilege. And God's privilege is enough for me. And God will allow anyone that I need to meet or be around to come. And if it's not of good intention, not of good will, he'll remove that person from me.
Mm-hmm.
I won't have to say anything. I don't, again, I repeat, I don't want any altercations. And again, I'll leave you with this. I was walking with a young lady.
Uh-huh.
I knew her for almost 2 years.
Uh-huh.
She parked her car, backed her car up to my car, bumped it, and said, Ladybug, what do you want to do?
Mm-hmm.
And I said, give me your insurance information. She said, no. She said, let's go around to your place. So I let her drag me, but it was only God dragging me to show me the ending of that relationship, to show me how people do, to show me that you were telling me all these negative things that people did to you. Mm-hmm. And now I'm the next one that really you were doing those things to them and you did it to me. So I let her take me around. The man wiped the car, but it was like fine, little dent that you could still see.
To her car, right?
To my car.
To your car. She hit your car.
But it was God to remind me again.
Mm-hmm.
That's material things. We were building a foundation of a spirituality because I knew you needed me more than me because I walk by myself. If somebody want to come with me, I only let them come because the Holy Spirit said, allow them. I don't know when it's, you know, but I allow that. So you allow that to happen. And because you allow that to happen, you lost a good one. Now you no longer walk because, again, I forgave you, but I didn't forget it. And it shares with me that relationships, oftentimes, when we meet someone day one, they really show us who they are. And you cannot change them. You cannot.
No.
We can all have opinions. We can dialogue, like I said.
I know.
With you.
We're doing it right now.
Right. With the racial justice.
Okay.
How you believe, how those white people believe, how the black people, the purple people. For me, God, divine, spirituality, trust in God. You cannot tell me that the white man did this way. That's back in
400 years ago.
Where are we going to get to this point? If we keep letting a white man think he got everything when God created us.
Yeah.
God divided.
Okay, let us dialogue right there.
Sure.
God is so awesome.
Oh, so amazing.
Do you know I'm beginning to get to a point if you can grab a little bit about Godism, about God, you know, I think it's an awesome power, and it's an awareness.
Right, it's an awakening.
It's
like a third eye.
Light.
Right. Look ahead of you when you said
that. I know
the
sun is.
No. Look ahead of you when you said that.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, that line.
That I already seen the line.
Okay.
When you said light, God had you turn around and to expose you with that. So more or less, you was in darkness for that. I was already in the light for that. God used that analogy, as you said, mm-hmm. I said the word awaken.
All right, about racism now.
Yeah.
My own position.
Mm-hmm.
I'm 75-year-old man.
Mm-hmm. When I first met you, 74, so you had a birthday.
Yeah, November 15 last year.
See?
It's cool. It's God.
It's God.
I mean,
when I say happy even, birthday, I remember.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, I was remembering that.
Even this meeting.
Divine, by God.
We're saying the same thing.
Yeah.
And your position on racism
mm-hmm.
is mine too.
Okay.
And it's an awareness. I wrote a poem on it, like black, white, irrelevant to me now, because nothing but colors. In fact, everything is for God's purpose. Africa is for God's purpose. Europe, God's purpose. Slavery, God's purpose. The slavery, my own interpretation is that I wasn't born 400 years ago.
Right.
I met those things here.
Right.
And it's about the book, which is like literature. The stuff you read, the stuff that your teacher told you. My conclusion is to say that you are a product of sex. I am a product of sex. My papa and my mama, they ziggy in Africa 75 years ago. And here I am.
I got one for you before we finish.
Yeah.
If God made no mirror for us to look at our image, again, let me repeat that. If God made no mirror, allowed the person to make a mirror, I wonder what the world would be today, because you would be a reflection of me, I would be a reflection of you. You would never in your life see, you cannot see your face. You need a mirror to see your face. So for the white people, for this white man coming down to see us,
good.
If there was no mirror, you'd probably scare him, because him looking at us would be the image that he would see, that be a symbolic of himself. So why would you hate anyone? Because God is showing you within all of us, we are reflections of one another. And the way we treat one another is how God will certainly treat us.
Now let me react on that.
Sure.
You see, mm-hmm. to me...
That was powerful though, you know that.
No, let me tell you my own reaction, right?
Uh-huh.
I'm a writer anyway, so right. I have to be different.
Right.
I am an author of 6 cyber books, which you've never seen, which is cool too. To me, you see this head? That's where everything is.
Right, the brain.
The brain.
Yeah.
To me, as at this point, nothing out there. The talk about let's say, Barack Obama.
I just talked about him. Let's see what you guys say about that. I just talked about him yesterday.
The one about what's the name of the last president before Biden?
Trump.
It's about, what was that? What was my position on it? They don't matter to me no more. Racism and all that,
no.
I don't see it no more.
Right.
It's a level of awareness. I don't see it.
I
do
not.
You
can't go back. Once
I don't even.
Back,
it's not even about going back.
No. When I say that,
okay.
When I say that,
okay.
Just like I share with you, like I said to the people.
I'm sorry if I got excited, but racism is sometimes it gets us over react to things.
Right.
I have a brother. In the last 32 years. We've been debating this. He thinks he's suffering from reverse racism. So if you want to be talking to me about white versus black, or black versus white, how about reverse racism? Where a person does not like his own color.
That's colorism.
Colorism.
He thinks he's better than his race because he's lighter or darker. You're absolutely right.
Okay, and I'm saying there are some of us now who are black. We have black on black hatred and crime.
Amen. Or I leave you with this. We got Beyonce who don't even like
so,
his skin.
So, as a result,
looking like
okay,
looking like and want to be
okay. Okay.
The color of white.
Mm.
God made you. God created you. Again, we started with this. No color is better than the other.
No. No, in fact, color is artificial. I was talking about artificial intelligence. That's right. My podcast earlier on.
Right.
It's all phony. When we talk about Yoruba, I'm Yoruba, right?
Mm.
The meaning of artificial is ofege, something that is false.
I know, artificial. They have that.
When you say artificial, already it has. When you define the name, it's fake.
It's fake.
It's phony. Ain't nothing there.
Right.
In fact, Facebook created artificial intelligence for me, called Meta AI, and Facebook was my competitor. I beat Facebook to this media thing 10 years before they came. And when we launched my own US Nigerian voice, the chief launcher, he predicted, he said that if it were in the Jewish community, they would say, oh, Mr. Ayetigbo, thank you for bringing this product to life. They will contribute money. They will support the mission. But that in our African society, secret African society. But now I understand that every race has secret societies. That here they have Masons over here too. That in England, we are now beginning to understand that it's all nothing about us Africans in terms of all the things that our ancestors did, either in terms of voodoo economics or voodoo belief system that they don't have. In fact, Ronald Reagan spoke about voodoo economics. You know, if they don't practice the same thing that our ancestors were practicing, how could they have such phrase in their lexicon?
Right.
In fact, Europe, okay, let us say Britain, when they just had a new king, I understand that all the rituals they did at that time was always from, you know, the same thing we were doing in Africa.
Right.
I think it's either something is evil or good.
Right.
And I think every race has
evil, good. Of us.
Yeah,
good,
all of
evil,
us.
Good, bad, evil.
Yeah.
But again,
okay,
when we think about race, race, when it came to
color.
My mind, no, that didn't even come to my mind when I thought about it. Oh, you're going to do a relay race? Oh
yeah, we talk about rat race too.
Right.
I just wrote an article that I called "I'm Not in your Rat Race."
Right.
You can Google it on Facebook, and it will come out
Facebook.
Against my name. No, what I'm saying is that sometimes the way I argue, right, is based on the things that I've written about.
You have a passion, so your passion is
it's journalism and media and all that.
Your passion is to talk with people.
Yeah.
What's on their mind.
Get knowledge, right. And I'm learning every day new stuff.
Right.
Every day.
Education. Comes
education. Education. That's what you guys have in America, that the rest of the world.
Education
is that's how America is controlling the whole world.
Yeah.
America spends a lot of money.
Right. And let me
on knowledge.
Mm-hmm. You know, you brought up clown Trump.
Okay.
Trump is trying to destroy the world. We would have all been frozen like this wherever we were.
Yeah, race, rat race.
We didn't realize that.
It's zero.
COVID was created. Everybody was getting mad with me. Oh, Ladybug, how can you talk about it was created in the lab and by the bat? I said, let me say, and you can believe this or not, I wore a bracelet just before COVID hit, and it had a bat on there. And I was like, where did I get this bat from? Why did I find this? And it was like God was speaking to me about the bats and all of that over in China, Wu China. And everybody was like, no. And I said, but if you are really spiritual, if you are really a believer of God, do you think God would destroy all of us?
You know what? That's my position too.
God would destroy
Look,
all of us.
I wrote
so
about it.
Was created.
No.
Oh, no, it wasn't like, then come to find out.
Uh-huh.
Creator over there in China, somebody bring it in a briefcase, spill it all over the world.
Yeah.
And I used to ask my family this.
Hmm.
I would say, what would happen?
Okay, let me tell you another thing. How did I escape? I'm sorry. How did I escape AIDS?
How did what escape AIDS?
How did we, or including me in particular, escape HIV or AIDS?
Because because you weren't doing sexual.
No, what? No, no, no. It's not like that. It's not like that. It's not like that.
Let me say my part.
Okay. Oh, please. Please.
Let me say my part.
Please.
Right. Healthy lifestyle will avoid all those things.
I agree.
And so, whoever you lay down with, right? God, yeah. God prevailed because you're 75.
Yeah.
And prior to that, right? We just met last year. We would see each other to talk, right? Because you would speak. And actually, one day you gave me a card. You said you had your own business or something. Mm-hmm. You all, I got a photographic memory. Mm. And then I never saw you again.
Okay.
Again, God allowed you and me last year. 74th. Wait a minute.
I agree.
74th and then 75. So whatever you were doing prior to that, God, of course, we didn't know that. God wasn't going to let it destroy you and take you out, because this had to be divinely a part of our life.
I agree.
God didn't allow you to lay down with. I'm just going to
say.
Let me finish.
Okay.
Let me
just finish. All right.
Right.
I'm zipped.
God didn't let you lay down with folks.
Somebody
war.
With.
There you go.
And to
boom.
Yeah.
Got the disease or didn't tell you, and then wham, there you go. See, God didn't want that. Just like the COVID. I don't know if you got it. I didn't. But just like the COVID, God wasn't going to allow that to hit the people that he know. The light is so bright. Oh, turn around. Turn around. Look how it got a little bigger. See it? See it?
Uh-huh.
See?
But it's dissolving,
it's
though.
Dissolving. I said look how it got a little bigger.
Hey, because it's dissolving.
No, I said a little bigger. Faint. I'm agreeing with you. But faint. But why? But God.
Why? But that's nature to me, though.
Yeah,
it got explanation.
What I'm using it as, when your light is so bright and God's shining, my interpretation versus your interpretation, it doesn't really matter. We see the light of Christ. And God will never allow much to destroy his people. On that,
I'm with you on that. I'm with you. That was my position, too.
Yeah.
And the one about AIDS,
right.
Surviving AIDS right. And surviving right. COVID-19.
Right.
I believe that I have a mission.
Right.
And God will give you all the stuff you need. Also, I just thought about something.
Sure, help yourself.
Your background too. Don't forget your pa, your daddy, your dada.
Yeah.
Never forget your mama.
Yeah.
My father was my role model. He gave me
the
stuff that I need, that I needed, the foundation to survive out here, there.
Right.
The thing is my own belief system that I got a mission with a vision. So, and God is going to protect you. Because my father always said, the stuff is going to eat till eternity
right.
has been provided him
right.
by the sender, the almighty creator who sent him. He got 7 wives. And the wives, and through my father, I know about power and control. Most people like to control you, even our children. Young, trying to control old, everywhere. Even right here, I go to shelter for assignment, hostility. You know, even the way you are, like that you are even walking, some people don't like it.
Right.
But if you open your eyes properly to see what goes on at night here in Baltimore and during the daytime, look this park.
We
before
talked about that too in my thing. Racism in Baltimore, racism, how do you feel about it? But again, like you just said, I mean, you gotta keep your eyes open, right? You gotta keep your eyes on the prize of knowing what God has called you to do divinely and purposely.
Yeah.
And you can't be around hatred. And
No.
You can't commit to.
Once I see that you are a hater, I get pattern to run.
Yeah.
You know, I'm writing a book on it. I call it Likers and Haters.
Oh wow.
I have a group called. And if you want to understand more, you must join a group, one group or the other.
Yeah.
Our ancestors have been coming up with these groups before,
before the
whites stole a lot of things from us.
The
only thing about us that is negative is that we don't value ourselves,
right.
We don't value our products, we don't patronize one another, and the white people, they know.
Right.
They steal. Everywhere they go, they steal.
Well, this is the catch. If we create a program and we get a grant, well, I don't care about This is what the people mindset is. That I don't care about the outcome. I'm just caring about the money. So I can tell you I want racism to be eradicated because we know it can start day one. Now, I didn't know God was going to do this, but I was walking. I don't know if you saw him. No, you didn't see him. They walked.
The okay.
But it was two ladies with a child, right?
Okay.
And no, for real. And the child was looked like she was special disability or whatever. And she had a little stick and go on the stick and whatever the case may be. She appeared to be probably between 10 and 12. I'm going to say that. I don't know how old she was, but I'm just going to say with me working with kids and being around kids and knowing the dynamics.
Of all right.
So she looked over at me. And she said, oh, I like your pants.
I like your
pants.
All right. It's colorful.
And I said, thank you. Right? Where am I going with that?
All right.
Where am I going with that? There was, because I don't go with color, but since people want to do it, the Caucasians, the white.
All right.
Two white women, and the young lady was a little white girl.
Okay.
Girlfriend don't know about racism, because if she did, she would have heard them in the house saying, oh, you can't speak to somebody that don't look like us, or that's a threat, or whatever. So, out of the mouths of the babes, racism don't exist. It only exists as we get older, and the hatred, and white people think they have white privilege, and like I started off with you.
Okay.
Oh, yeah, y'all can have that white privilege. I got God's privilege.
I got God's privilege.
I got God's privilege.
Peace.
Peace. Take care. God bless.
You too. May He bless you more. Okay, thank you. Say what? We talk more. Peace. Ladies and gentlemen, are your daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo Street of Baltimore or Street University of Baltimore production? Ayo Daily Olagbaju Ayetigbo is your presenter. Kum, Anchor Person. You got anything to say? Say it. You don't have anything to say. Then, shut it up or shut it down. Thank you for listening. Stop. 22 minutes and 46 seconds.